Hello and welcome to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. We're with you each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15. And our goal is to teach the Word of God, edify the saints, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, each brother rotates the speaking from week to week. And now, our message for today.
Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We'll be in Genesis today if you have a Bible. I believe I told you last time we were together in the Lord's will, we were going to get into personalities in the Bible. And I want to look at Cain and his brother Abel today, and get as far as we can with it, and look at that story and how it applies to us from the Word of God. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for the Word of God, for the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray today that you might open the minds and the hearts of each and every one of us, Lord, and let our desire be to you. Lord, we just pray for any that don't know you today, Father, that they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, most people know the story of Cain and Abel. We had the story of Adam and Eve here not long ago, how that they had eaten of the fruit and brought sin and death into the world. Now, those two things were evidence that God's Word was true. Now we come to the first two men born into the world. They were the first two that were ever born on the face of this earth. Adam and Eve were created in a special way, but Cain and Abel were born to Adam and Eve. Now, when Cain was born, Eve says, "Behold, I've begotten a man from the Lord." And let's just begin in Genesis 4 and 1, and we'll read the story about Cain and Abel. "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, 'I've gotten a man from the Lord.' And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, 'Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him.' And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, 'Where is Abel thy brother?' And he said, 'I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?' And he said, 'What hast thou done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed above the, from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth.' And Cain said unto the Lord, 'My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me.' And the Lord said unto him, 'Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.'" And then we get the genealogy of Cain, and we find also that Cain and his children were the first ones to begin instrumentals, the instruments, musical instruments, and to begin to build big cities and tents, and they were originators of many things. And, you know, it seems that's the way it is when somebody goes out from the Lord. Mankind's went out away from the Lord, and we want to build bigger and better things, and this is what Cain and his people began. But But if we go back up to the beginning, we see that Cain was a farmer. He went out there and he worked in the fields every day, and he grew his food, and he was going to bring to God an offering from this food. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a farmer. It's one of the best jobs a man could have in the world. As a matter of fact, it was the job that God gave to Adam. And Cain, following in his father's footsteps, was a tiller of the ground. He was going to keep the earth, keep the ground. He was going to take care of the herbs and such. And Abel, also, if you will, follower in his father's footsteps, he decided he would take care of the animals. You see, Abel was a shepherd. He took care of sheep. Cain took care of the plants and was growing things. Now, we find out that Cain was a farmer in Genesis 4 and 2. Cain was a tiller of the ground. We find also that Abel was a keeper of the sheep in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 4. Now, the time came that they were going to bring an offering to the Lord. Now, it seems that they may have seen when in the Garden of Eden, they may have heard the story, that is, how Adam and Eve were in the garden and they had sewn fig leaves together and tried to cover themselves. And God slew an animal and put a covering upon them. And maybe from this they had been passed the story of how God had clothed Adam and Eve. And if you look at it, you see that Cain was following in the steps of the fig leaves, which God rejected. Abel was following in the steps of the clothing of the sheepskin or of the skins of animals, showing it in the death of an animal as an offering to the Lord. This was the covering that God had desired because this is what he had given to Adam and Eve when they said we were naked and were ashamed. But we see in Cain now when he comes with this offering, he comes with the first. It's not the first fruits of the ground. It's not the best that he had. It's not the first of what he had. But when Abel comes, he brings the first and the best of what he has. Let's look at Genesis 4 and 4. Let's start at verse 3. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. So after a time, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. There's nothing spectacular here about Cain's offering. There's nothing that stands out about the offering that Cain brings. Now later on, in the Word of God, we find that God asks people to bring the first fruits of the land in honor to him. But Cain doesn't even do that. At least the scriptures don't tell us that. He says that he just brought an offering of the fruit of the ground unto the Lord. Notice Cain was first, the firstborn. He was to be the first one that acted. And you know, when we're born the first time, Cain pictures to us the fact that we're born in sin. We're born going our own way. We're born lost. And Cain begins to bring an offering from the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Not even his best. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. Now when Abel brings his offering to the Lord, he brings him the firstlings of the flock. That is the best, the very first. And not only so, but he brings the fat thereof. This is, when we go into Leviticus and we see the offerings that were made to God, which he set forth to be a picture of Christ, we find out in Hebrews, that the fat of these offerings was to be offered up also to God, and it was to be a sweet smell to him, and it was going to be good to him. And Abel begins, he offers this up. Notice this is before the law was ever given. Abel offers a sacrifice to God. So that the very concept of God requiring a sacrifice had already come into the world, and already Cain and Abel had begun to recognize the need for this. At least Abel did. But Cain brought the fruit of the ground and offering unto the Lord. Now, I don't know what made Cain think that God was going to accept the fruit of the ground now when he hadn't accepted the fig leaves that were on Adam and Eve. Why didn't he go to his brother Abel's flock and get some of the animals out of it, maybe even trade him off for some of the food that he had, or exercise the right of the firstborn? But he didn't. So, Abel, it says in verse 4, brought the firstling of his flock, the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Now we see here that Cain did not bring the first that he had. At least the scriptures doesn't record it, but it does record the fact that Abel did bring the first that he had, Genesis 4:3 and 4:4. It records also that the offering that Cain brought was not pleasing to God in Genesis 4 and 5. Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. Notice it doesn't just say to Cain's offering, but to Cain and to his offering. But it says of Abel, his offering was pleasing in Genesis 4:3. Excuse me. Verse 4 and 4, Genesis 4:4, the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Notice that the men's names come before the offering does. So that God recognized the heart of the men before he recognized the offering that they had brought. And you say, well, where do you base this? Well, if you will, go with me to Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. And we're going to see here that God recognized in Abel a heart that was right before him. And it was on this basis that the offering was accepted. Hebrews 11, 4. It says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now, if you'll notice the order here that's laid out for us in Hebrews 11, this is the commentary for Genesis 4. This is the commentary for the story of Cain and Abel here in one verse of Hebrews 11. And it says, by faith. What is faith? Is it founded on nothing? No, faith is founded on something that you know to be so. So Abel had known that God had accepted the covering that he had put upon Adam and Eve, and that there had to be an animal offering for this. And not only so, but Abel comes to God in faith and offers to him the sacrifice of the first of the flocks. Now, it was a more excellent sacrifice, and it was by the sacrifice that he obtained witness that he was righteous. You see, Abel's heart was already right before God before he ever made the sacrifice. The sacrifice just showed what his heart was like. Do you see? And you know, when we come to God for salvation, we come to God with a right heart or with a wrong heart. Many people profess to be saved, and we'll get into this next time, that really are just deceivers and don't really want salvation. But many come to God in faith with the right heart, and Jesus Christ was sacrificed once for all. The Bible says Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And well, our time's up. This has been Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads of Two Destinies Ministries saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Jeff will be with us once again as throughout the whole week at 1 o'clock to 1:15 with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministries.